Today, Shir's Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin at the top of the Amud with the words, Umi Matzis Mukmisla. In yesterday's Shir, the Gemara had said on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva to be Ayin Yafa Magdish, just like Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that HaMoicher Ba'ayin Yafa Moicher, so too when someone is Magdish something to Hegdish, he does it in a generous, benevolent manner, Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish. But now the Gemara is going to challenge that premise from a Braisa. Begins Gemara, Umi Matzis Mukmis Lala Rav Shimon Ka Rav Akiva. Can you then say that Rav Shimon holds like his Rebbe Rav Akiva? We'll see later in the Rashbam from the Gemara and Yuvamis, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, that Rav Shimon's Rebbe was Rav Akiva. Are you going to say that Rav Shimon holds like his Rebbe Rav Akiva? And the Rashbam here says, concerning the Be'inen, the Ba'ayin Yafa Magdish, that the person who's Magdish does it in a generous, benevolent manner, I'll prove to you from a Braisa that Rav Shimon does not hold that someone who's Magdish something to the Beis HaMikdash does it Ba'ayin Yafa. Now, the Braisa that we are about to learn speaks about Hegdish and Pidgin of trees and land. And it will discuss two types of Pidgin, two types of redemption. If one is redeeming a singular tree, not a Steilon, the tree is not part of a field of trees, but rather someone was Magdish one tree to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he wants to redeem it, so he would pay the market value, the shavius, what it's worth in the contemporary market. However, there's another Hegdish and Pidgin that the Bryce will be discussing, and this is the Hegdish and Pidgin of a Steachuza, which is land that was in a person's family. They owned it since the time of Yeshua's division of Eretz Yisrael. Here, the Torah gives us a formula for the redemption of such land that was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi, around 20 or 25 lines down from the top of the Yomid, right after the parentheses of Vayikra Chav Zayin, Rashi brings down the Pasuk, V'im Misteach Uzasa Yagdish Ish Lashem, the Rashbam rather, V'hoya Erkecha Lefizaroi Zera Chaymer Sa'irim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. Here the Torah tells us that to redeem an area that is large enough for a chomer, which is a core or 30 saw of barley seed to be planted in it, which is equal to 75,000 square amas, and we also refer to this amount as being a base core. If somebody wants to redeem this amount of land in which can be planted the core, the 30 saw of barley seed, so the 75,000 square amas are redeemed by chamishim shekel, by 50 silver shkolim. The Pasuk is referring when a person was poda, this steachuza, immediately after Yovel. So he has another 49 years until the next Yovel. And therefore, what he's giving actually for the pigeon is 1 1/49th of a shekel. That will equal 50 shkolim over the 49 years. Actually, the Gemara in Bechairis, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, tells us that for technical reasons, he has to actually give a little more. He has to give 1 1/48th of a shekel, which is equal to a shekel and a punjin. And ayin shum in Bechairis, Nun Amud Aleph, why exactly it was nisrabit to 1 1/48th. But what's negeya to us, we will call it by the Lashon of the Torah, that he has to give chamishim shekel kesef. That's for a steachuza. Now the question will be, which our Braisa discusses, when is it considered that a person in a field that has trees in it is dedicating just the tree itself, and then the redemption will be the shavius, the value, the market value, and when is it that when it's nageya to a tree and the ground in which the tree is planted, that he's actually donating to the Beis HaMikdash a steilon, a field of trees, and then if it's a steyachuza, the redemption will be the formula that's written in Vayikra Chav Zayin of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Says the Braisa, Tanya, Higdish Shloisha Ilonois, if he was Magdish, three trees, Mimata, and they were planted, Asara Lebeisa, 10 trees in the area of a Beisa, which is 2,500 square amas. As the Rashbam explains, this means there's 250 square amas for each tree, so that each tree will have the proper amount of land to supply the nutrients for the successful growth of the tree. So then the din is, if he donated three trees with that proportion, that around each of the trees there were 250 square amas, which is the amount that is used for, the Rashbam says, saplings, because in fact, if these were older trees, the Rashbam says, then the shear is three trees to a saw, not 10 trees to a saw. But the shear of 10 trees is for saplings, which require less ground to supply the nutrients. So if he donated three trees, and around the three trees there was a space of 250 square amas around each of the trees, so then it is considered hare higdish esakarka v'eso ilonoi shebeinayem. It's considered that not only did he give these three trees, but he also gave the karka as well. And as the Rashbam brings down, we learned earlier in the Perek and Daf Samech Tesamid Beis, that from the Pasuk by Ephron selling the Moris HaMachpelah to Avram, we learned that Ilonis are Bechlal Sada. We learned that from the Pasuk Vayakim Stay Ephron. So here, these three trees are considered part of the Stay Achuza. And not only is the kark of the Steyachuza donated to the Beis HaMikdash, but the other trees, as the Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil of Esrei Ilonis Shebeinayim tells us, we're speaking about trees that do not bear fruit. And since they do not bear fruit, it's not considered that the three trees that do bear fruit are amongst other trees, and we don't have this ratio of 250 square amas for each tree, but rather, since they don't bear fruit, they're oimed li'akert tvei min ashar, says Tosfos. These are ready to be uprooted. They're not going to remain here since they don't bear fruit, and therefore it's still considered that each of the fruit-bearing trees has around it 250 square amas. Lefikach, therefore, kishehu poide, when he redeems it, poide beizera choymer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. As we explained before, he will be poide 75,000 square amas for the 50 shkolim. And depending on how large the field or small the field that he donated, it will be to the ratio of these chamishim shkolim for 75,000 square amas. Now, Rashbam points out that actually we will learn further in Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis in Perek HaMoichos HaSvina that there's a shear of 4 amas to 16 amas, not like the shear that we have here concerning trees. Says the Rashbam, that is concerning a person who sells trees. So he wants to make sure that the lekeach has enough room to collect the fruit from the trees. So that there the Gemara gives the shear for collecting fruit when a person sells trees to another. But here we're speaking about the trees being yoinik, the nutrients from the land, and therefore each of the trees requires 250 square amas. If it has it, then it's part of the karka. That means he didn't just dedicate the trees, he dedicated the karka itself. And then when he gives the 50 shkolim, he is being paid at one time, because the ilonis are part of the karka. He's being paid at the karka and the ilonis for the 50 shekel kesef. So this tree, with this proper measurements of 250 square amos, will have a din of steyachuza with the special formula of chamishim shekel kesef, pachus mikan. But let's say the trees are less than that, meaning they're tight together. They don't have a ratio of 250 square amos for each tree, or they're more spread out. Let's say instead of three trees having 250 square amos, a total of 750 square amos, you'll have two trees with the 750 square amos. So in both of these cases, as the Rashbam explains, it's considered that you were magdish an individual tree. Because when you have many trees and you have less than 250 square amos for each tree, so then it's considered that you were magdish, the Rashbam says, on the fourth medium wide line, chosh of yar, v'soyfe litlosh. That's considered already a forest. It's so packed tight together. And that's a forest is oimit to be cut down. And therefore, it's not considered that you donated the ground to Hegdish. Or Yoyser al-Kain, or if it's more spread out, so then again, it comes out that there's karka here, which is not supplying any nutrients to that tree. It's very far away from that tree. So then again, it's considered that you did not donate a steyachuza, but rather you donated individual trees. Or, he continues the brisa, Shegdish and Bezer Chazeh. He didn't donate all three trees, even with the correct ratio of 250 square amos. But he did. He was magdish one after the other. So at any given time, he had only been magdish one. Harezela higdish loya karkav loya se lanashevineim. Then we don't say that he also donated with the trees the karka. We don't say that he donated the ilone shruk that don't bear fruit between the three trees that bear fruit. Lafika Kishu Paida, when he comes to redeem it, Paida Seilonis Bishav Yeyen. Then he looks at each individual tree, and the kark is not included. It's not a donation of Hegdish of Steyachuza, but rather it's Hegdish only of an Elon, not of a Stey Elon. And therefore the din is, the pigeon is Bishav Yeyen, what their actual worth of each individual tree is. Veloy Oid, as the Rashbam explains. Loimi boy, in the first case, where he donated the trees one after the other, and he did not later donate the Hegdish, but the Karka, as Hegdish. But even al afila Hegdish as a Ilonis, v'chazer v'Hegdish as a Karka. Even if he donated the trees, and one after the other, and then after he had done the three trees one after the other, he then said, okay, I'm also going to be magdish to karka. The halacha is, kishu poide, poide se ilonis bishav yeyen, v'chayzeru poide beis zera chaymer sarim b'chamishim shekel kesef. So the Rashbam explains that it's considered in this case that he did two hegdeshois at two separate times. First, he did the three trees one after the other, so now he has a chiyah for each tree, bishav yeyen. And we say, the Rashbam says, Ami Rasai Ligvoya Kimisi Rasal Hejidami. From the moment that he said the words, I'm going to be Magdish Tree A. And then he said, I'm going to be Magdish Tree B. And then he said, I'm going to be Magdish Tree C. So as he's being Magdish each tree, he's chayiv now in the pigeon of the Shavius of that tree if he decides that he wants to be poided. By the way, the halach is that if the Bailim are poided, a steyachuza, they have to be moisev a chaymish. That if the same owners who were magdishit, they want to be poided, they have to increase a chaymish besides the chamishim shekel kesef. So that's a steyachuza. But here we're speaking that he donated one tree after the other. And then after he did all that, he was magdish to karka. But that's considered a separate hegdish. He already became a chuyiv the minute he uttered the words by hegdish. It's as if he did a kinyan with a hedget, even though he didn't do a kinyan with hegdish. Ami rosa legevoya, just the speech itself to hegdish, is kimisi rosa legevoya, is like doing an act of kinyan with an individual. So he became already mechuyev in the shavius, the value of each of the individual trees. So even though later he's going to now donate the steachuza, but we don't say that that frees him from his obligation of paying for the shavius of each of the individual trees. So what do we see from this brisa? We see clearly that if a person donates, let's say, one tree at a time, or instead of donating three trees at a time, he only donates two trees, they're spread out, they don't have 250 square amos underneath each tree. So in all those cases, the halacha is that he's only donating the tree, and he has to be part of the shavius. He's not donating it with the carcass. So we see clearly that whoever the Tana of this Mishnah is, he holds that it is not ba'ayin yofa. So now let's figure out who exactly is the Tana of this brisa. Money. Neima, the Bach puts in the word Neima. If you're going to say Rabbi Kiva, that it's Rabbi Kiva. Ha Omar, Moicher ba'ayin yofa, Moicher v'chol shchein magdish. It can't be Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah holds that even someone who sells something does it benevolently, generously. The derech, he has to pay. If he sold someone a sada, even though he retained the bor, but the derech to the bor, he has to pay the lekeach, because he gave away that derech by ein yofa. So if he holds like that by moicher, certainly by hegdish, a person when he's magdish something certainly is more benevolent in his consecration of this item to hegdish than even mechira. So certainly Rabbi Kiva hold by Hegdish, that ba'ayin yofa magdish. So it cannot be going that price according to Rabbi Kiva. Vav puts in the Bach, ve'i rabbonin, and if it's going according to rabbonin, ho'amri, they say, moicher hu divine ra moicher. The rabbonin disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they hold that if somebody retains a boar when he sells a field, the derech to the boar he also retains, because when he sells it, he does not sell it benevolently. He sells it in a stingy way. But that's only moicher. Avol magdish, we find in our Mishnah, magdish b'ayin yofa magdish, that the Chacham holds when you're magdish something, just like when you give someone away something in a matana, you give it generously, and when magdish has a din like nice matana, and you're going to be giving away the boir and the gas and the shayvach, which you would not give away by moicher, but you will give it away by matana, and you will give it away by magdish. So the rabbanon also don't hold by hegdish that magdish buying raw magdish. They hold buying yafa. There's no machlokes for b'kiva and the chachamim in that connection. Elip shita, the only one of our Mishnah that we can say it's going like is Rab Shimoni. Rab Shimon holds that a moicher does not sell. He holds like the Rabbanan, that the moicher does not sell ba'ayin yofa. And this brisa will be going like Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon will hold not only by mechira, it's ba'ayin raw, but by hegdish, it's ba'ayin raw as well. So if he gives over one or two trees, he's not giving the land with it. So the Gemara wants to know, V'Rab Shimon, Aliba Daman, who is Rab Shimon going like? The Rashbam explains, which of his Rebbeim is he going like? E Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, is he going like Rabbi Kiva? And here's the Rashbam, the third very wide line he brings to the Gemara in Yevamis, that Rab Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Ad Shibor Rabbi Kiva, it says that he had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, and they were in Loinogu, Kovet Zelazen, and they died out between Pesach and Shavuos. Ad Shibor Rabbi Kiva, Etzel Rabbi Seinu Shabadarmu, there was a chash that Chas V'Shalom Torah would be nishtakech, would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, until Rabbi Kiva came to the Rabbi Seinu Shabadarim, the Shana Lahem, and who are those five great Talmidei Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemiah. So Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara wants to know, who's Reb Shimon? You're telling me that the Tana of the Brisa is Reb Shimon, who holds that you're Moicher Ba'ayin Ra. And who? Then you'll be Magdish Ba'ayin Ra, Reb Shimon Aliba Daman. E Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, he's going like his Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva, Amr Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher, V'chol Shchei Magdish, El Pshita Aliba de Rabbanan. El Yimayimah saying at Rabbanan, we also have a problem, because Rabbanan hold only Mechir is Ba'ayin Ra, but Hegdish is Ba'ayin Yofa. So you have to say, the Gemara says, that it's going Aliba de Rabbanan, the Kasavar Rab Shimon. And now we're going to learn the next few lines, and on Amid Beis, the top line, according to the way the Rashbam learns the Sugya, Tosfos learns differently, but we will go with the Pshat of the Rashbam. That, and we'll put in here the words of the Bach, Ois Gimel, that Kasavar Rab Shimon, Din Gavoya Kedin Hedjet, Ma Din Hedjet Moicher Ba'ayin Ra Moicher. The same thing, Magdish Nami behind Raw, Magdish Umishire Ara. So the Pshat is, explains the Rashbam, that Rab Shimon, you know which of his Rebbeim he goes like? Not directly Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva certainly holds that Moicher is behind Yafa and Kal V'Chomer Hegdish, but he's going like the Rabbanan. I, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan hold that Moicher is behind Raw, but they're also maskim that Hegdish is behind Yafa. That's the way we have it in our Mishnah. But the way the Messiah that Reb Shimon had in the Machloikis between Reb Akiva and the Chachamim was that Reb Akiva holds always behind Yafa, both by Hegdish and by Mecher, and the Rabbanan who argue on Reb Akiva hold that both by Hegdish and by Mecher, it's behind Raw, and that's who like Reb Shimon is going. That his Rebbeim are the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, both by Mecher and by Hegdish, that Ba'ayin Ra. So the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara here now ends the Kasha, which we started right on the top of the Amid. The Kasha on our Gemara goes from the top of the Amid till the bottom of the Amid. And the Kasha is, you said in yesterday's Shir, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, that Ba'ayin Yafa, but we've proven from the Brisa concerning the Stei Achuza and the Stei Ilan, the Ilanois, that when you sell one or two trees, you don't sell with it the karka. It remains a hegdish of trees. It remains a pigeon of trees. It does not remain a hegdish and a pigeon of Stei Achuza. Why? Because Ba'ayin Ra, he's magdish. So you wanted to say that Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. We see that Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, now we have to go a step further. And we have to remind ourselves of the yesterday's sugya. And now it comes out that we have a question on Rav Huna. This is the way the Rashbam understands the Gemara. What did Rav Huna say on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph? That Mocher Karka Vishir Shnei Ilonis Lefonov Yesh Loi Karka. The Mocher Ba'ayin Ra. So Rav Huna holds that if somebody sold karka and he left two trees, that not only did he leave the trees, but he left the karka underneath the trees as well. Because a person who sells Ba'ayin Ra, and therefore he's not giving up that karka that's under the trees to the Loikeach. On Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara asks the Kasha Rav Huna from the Shita of Rav Shimon, which is written in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. There, Rav Shimon said at the end of the Mishnah, Hamagdish es Hasada, according to the Tanakhama, and let's go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph, according to the Tanakhama, so by Mechira it says that you don't sell the Bor, the Gas, and the Shaivach, because Ayin Ra, you don't sell those independent entities. And that, by the way, Rabbi Akiva is moited to the Chachamim that you don't sell those independent entities. Then Rabbi Akiva says, Tzarech likach loy derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim oimrim, ein tzarech. There's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether I retained the bor, did I retain the access to the bor? Rabbi Akiva said I didn't. I gave it to Lekech because I gave it benevolently. Chachamim say that Moicher is buying raw. So I have to purchase, I don't have to purchase the derech to the bor because that I retained for myself. Then the Mishnah says further, but if Noisen Matana, Noisen es Kula. By Noisen Matana you give not only the derech, like Rabbi Akiva said, but you give the bor and the gas and the shoivach as well. Then we come to a magdish es asada. So the Tanakhama says, higdish es kula. What does higdish es kula mean? That you gave not only the derech, but you gave the bor and the gas and the shoivach, because they consider higdish like noisen matana. You give it benevolently. Then comes Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oimer, ha magdish es asada. Loi higdish el es hachruva murka ve es sadin hashikva. So Reb Shimon Shita, the way we're learning now in Rav Shimon. We're going to change that on Amud Beis, according to the Pshat of the Rashbam. Rav Shimon's Shita is that HaMagdish is a Sada, not like the Tanakama, that you're Magdish Kula, because Ba'ayin Yafa. Rav Shimon holds that Hegdish has the same thing as Mechira, not as Matana. And therefore, you did not give away the boyer and the gas and the shayvach. The only independent thing that Reb Shimon says you gave away is the cheruv hamurkav, which we learned that by mecher, when you sell something, we learned earlier in the peirik, you do not sell with it the independent entity of this grafted carob tree, which is old and it could accept a graft because it's worth a lot. So by mechira, you didn't give it away. And you also didn't give away by mechira sadin hashikma, the sycamore tree, which was already cut and pruned, and it's worth a lot because it starts growing new saplings of the sycamore. You didn't give it away by mechira, but here by Hegdish, Reb Shimon says, you gave it away. Why did you give it away? So Reb Shimon explains in the Braisa on Amud Beis, Matam Hoyol V'yoinkan Mistei Hegdish, because he gives away Hegdish Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore he gave the karka to Hegdish. The karka under the trees he gave to the Hegdish. He didn't keep it for himself. Once he gave the karka, then he had to give the trees as well, because the trees are yoinik from Hegdish. How could he have his own private trees on the property of Hegdish, where his trees will be taking nutrients from that karka? So he gave away once he gave away the karka, he gives the trees also. So you see, Reb Shimon Shita is, the way we explained it on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that he's Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa. And the Gemara assumed that Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa means you're Moicher Ba'ayin Yafa as well. So the Gemara says, how does Rav Huna's Shita, that when you sold two trees, you left the karka under the trees for yourself? Here we see from Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's Shita will be difficult on Rav Huna, because Rav Shimon says that by Hegdish, you gave away the karka under the trees, and that's why, in fact, you gave away the trees themselves, because otherwise it'll be yoinik from the karka. According to Rav Huna, you didn't give away the karka that's under the trees. You kept it for yourself, because it's like mechira, you kept it for yourself. So the Gemara answered that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, that you're Moicher Ba'ayin Yafa and you're Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore he gave away the karka under the trees. He gave away the trees that are yainik from a Hegdish. But Rav Huna, who says mechira and Hegdish is the same, yes, it's the same, and it's going like the Rabbanan, who hold that it's Ba'ayin Ra. That's how we gave a teretz to the kasha of Rav Huna from Reb Shimon. But now that we've proven that Reb Shimon holds Ba'ayin Ra is Magdish, that's what we saw from the Brice of Steyachuza. So Memele, the kasha comes back on Rav Huna. How can Rav Huna say that when you're Moicher two trees and you retain, when you're Moicher a field and you retain the two trees, you also retain the karka because you're selling it Ba'ayin Ra? And we have a kasha from Reb Shimon from our Mishnah, so we're going to answer that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, but from the Braisa in Steyachuza we see that Reb Shimon does not hold like Reb Akiva. He holds like the Chachamim, and his sheet in the Chachamim is that Mechira and Hegdish is the same, that Ba'ayin Ra. So the Rashbam says, wait a minute, Agavurcha, we have a kasha back on Rav Huna, that Rav Huna's sheet doesn't jive together with Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, that he's yoinik, and we can't say that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, because from the Brice he doesn't. But what about the steer in Reb Shimon itself? Because in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph, Reb Shimon says that when you're Magdish a field, you're not Magdish the boer and the gas and the shayvich, because be Ayin Ra, you're Magdish. So you retain all those independent entities to yourself. The only independent entity that you sell is the sycamore tree, that's Sadna Sikma. and also the churuv hamorkav, because you gave away the kark of the hegdish, and you have to give away the trees as well, even though they're independent, because the trees would be yoinik from hegdish. So there we see clearly that Reb Shimon holds that ba'ayin yafu magdish, and from the brice of Steachuzu, we've just proven on this whole amid that Reb Shimon holds that it's not ba'ayin yafu magdish. You have a steer in Reb Shimon. So Rashbam says that's what we do now on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the top line, the El Akasha, Hoyle V'yonkim Misteya Hegdish, as the Rashbam explains. You prove to me from the Brisa by Steya Chuzza that Rav Shimon does not like Rav Akiva. So our original teretz on Rav Huna, that Rav Huna is going to go like the Rabbanan, and Rav Shimon goes like Rav Akiva, won't work. But you have another problem now. You've opened up the hornet's nest, because now you've established a stira in Rav Shimon. It's clear from the Mishnah 9 Aleph Amud Aleph that Rav Shimon holds ba'ayin yafuhu magdish. It's clear from the Braisa on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph by Steya Chuzza that Rav Shimon holds that you're not magdish ba'ayin yafuhu. What do you do with that stira? So once you have the stira, so we see there's some flaw in your pshat. You're only worried about the one problem concerning Rav Huna, but actually you've opened up that there's a stira. And therefore, I'll give you a pshat that will, as the Rashbam explains, that will answer not only the stira in Rav Shimon, but it'll answer the kasha that you have on Rav Huna as well from the shita of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah on Davayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Why? We have to say the pshat in Rav Shimon is totally different. Really, Rav Shimon's shita is that hamagdish b'ayin rohu magdish, like the brisa concerning steachuza. Reb Shimon holds that mechira, that hegdish, always is b'ayin raw. And now, if let's go back for a moment to the Mishnah on ayin aleph amid aleph, and now let's see how the Gemara is going to learn the last few lines of the Mishnah, and this will answer all the problems that we have in our sugi here. What does the Reb Shimon say? Let's start with the Tanakhama. Hamagdish is a sada hegdish is kula. The Chachamim hold that hegdish has a din of matana. Just like by matana you give away everything, the boar, the gas, and the shayvach, who had in by hegdish you give away everything, the boar, the gas, and the shayvach. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, my shita is, like I say in the Brisa concerning Steachuza, that hamagdish bain ra u magdish. I hold moicher is bain ra, and hegdish is bain ra. Not like you Chachamim want to make a chilik between moicher and hegdish. You say Moicher is buying raw, that he doesn't even give, not only does he retain the boar for himself, he doesn't sell him the boar, but he doesn't even sell him the access to the boar. He retains that for himself. Then what do? By Hegdish, you go to the other extreme. And you say, by Hegdish, that he even sell his magdish, like by Matana, the boar and the gas and the shayvach. That's the point that Reb Shimon is trying to tell the Chachamim. According to me, it's always across the board, Moicher bain ra, Hegdish bain ra, Matan is the only exception. But Hegdish and Moicher is the same, bain ra. So I'm not giving him a boy, I'm not giving him a gas, I'm not giving him a shoivach, I'm not giving a derech, I'm not, nothing. Only the sada I'm giving, that's what I'm giving. But even according to you, that you want to make a chilik, that Hegdish is more benevolent than when you're Moicher someone, at least admit to me that the only thing you should include is something similar to what Rabbi Kiva includes. In other words, Rabbi Kiva also, as we said earlier, holds of the first din in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Loyas the boar, v'loyas the gas, v'loyas the shayva. Rabbi Kiva is only arguing about a derech to the boar, that I retained that derech, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, bain yafi gave it. But the independent things, Rabbi Kiva agrees that so much when I sell, I'm going to give you even independent things. That Rabbi Kiva agrees I'm not selling to the lekeh. Says Reb Shimon to the Tanakhama, why don't you by Hegdish hold like Rabbi Kiva holds by Moicher? That I'm not giving you away all the independent things, even to Hegdish. The only thing that I'll give over is when it affects the field itself, that I'm being Magdish. When it affects the field, I'm giving the field to Hegdish. So not only am I giving the field, I'm giving the field, the carcass that's under the trees. Ah, once I'm giving the karka that's under the trees, then Mimela I have to give the trees as well, because the trees are yoinik from the karka. So if you, Chachamim, would tell me that, I could accept that in your shita.
But I totally disagree. I hold that Moicher and Amagdish is across the board every case by Ein Roh. But even according to you, Chacham, that you want to make a chilek between Moicher and Hegdish, but don't go to an extreme that you're even being Magdish to Borer, the Gass, and the Shoivach. Hold by Hegdish like Rabbi Kiva holds by Moicher. Just like Rabbi Kiva by Moicher does not sell the Gass and the Shoivach, he only says that he's giving up the access way to the boer together with the soda. He's only keeping the boer itself, but he's going to pay for the access way. So too, by Hegdish, he retains everything that's independent, the gas, the boer, and the shoivach. The only thing that he's giving up with the karka is the karka under the trees. MMA, he has to give those independent trees as well to Hegdish, otherwise they'd be yoinik. Let's go now back to Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and let's see these words inside. Ella. Because, according to your pshat, there's going to be a steer in Reb Shimon. And according to your pshat, there's going to be a kasha on Rav Yannai from Reb Shimon. I'm going to, and the teretz that we gave that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva doesn't work, because Reb Shimon Beferish doesn't hold like Reb Akiva. So I'm going to tell you a whole new pshat in Reb Shimon, which will answer all the kashas. El Reb Shimon l'devreim d'rabbanan kamer lehu. Lididi, he's saying l'shitaschem. Lididi, according to me. By the way, I just want to speak up before we go on. The top line, the El Akasha, Ho V'yankim Estei Hegdish, the Rashbam says it's like Ula Tamech. According to what you were trying to ask Akasha on Rafuna, and my teretz that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, you showed me Reb Shimon does not hold like Reb Akiva, and therefore I have a question back on Rafuna. According to you, I have a bigger problem because now you've made a stira in Reb Shimon. That's how Rashbam learns the first line. And now comes the teretz of the Gemara, which will answer all the problems. Ella, Reb Shimon l'devreim Rabbanan Karmelu. He's going according to the Rabbanan l'shitaschem. Lididi, according to me, across the board, Ein Roh, Kehecha de Moicher b'Ein Roh, Moicher, Magdish Tami b'Ein Roh, Magdish, Vishiri Mishar. He left over the karka for himself. He did not give it to Hegdish, as we see the halacha from the Brisa by Stei Achuzah. That's Reb Shimon Shita. And that's the same Shita of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph. What was Reb Shimon saying in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph? Lididchu, according to you, that you want to make a chilek between Hegdish and Mechira, I do limia, at least admit to me that you're not going to go to a stream. Delay Hegdish, Elachurav Amurka, Vesadna Shikma, that he only was Magdish, these two independent entities, because they're Yoinik, from Stei Hegdish, according to you, who holds that the Hegdish is behind Yafa. So he gave the karka under the tree, so the trees are Yoinik from the karka. So those he had to give up to Hegdish. But Bor, Gass, and Shoivach, he doesn't give up by Hegdish. And the Rabbanan say, no way, we don't agree with you. We go to an extreme, because we hold Hegdish has a din like Matana. And just like when somebody gives a friend a Matana, he gives it by an Yafa, not only the access way, but he also gives the Bor and the Gass and the Shoivach, who are din by Hegdish, he gives everything, the Bor and the Gass and the Shoivach as well. Memela says the Rashbam, we've answered the steer in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is like the Brisa on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph by Stei Achuzah that Hamagdish is not Vayin Yafa. That's what he holds in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph as well. He was just speaking in the Sheet of the Chachamim. And now we can say, says the Rashbam, what the Gemara originally wanted to say, that Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan by Mechira. Mechira is different than Hegdish. And Mechira is Ba'ain Raw, and even Rabbi Akiva that says that access way I will give up to the Lekech because Ba'ain Yaf I'm Meicher, but the Gemara said on the top of Ayin Aleph on the base that it could be that Rabbi Akiva himself will be Moide, that when it comes to trees, that he will not give up the ground under the trees. Because why does he keep these trees? He has this field for many, many years. He wants to, when he's selling the field, at least to keep two trees to get fruit. So that means if the trees die, the Lekeach will have the ability to say, take your trees and uproot them and take them out of here. I own the kark underneath the trees and you cannot replant new trees instead of your old ones that just died. It could be Rabbi Akiva agrees that so far a person who's Moicher is not benevolent. He's going to retain the trees. If so, he's going to retain the kark under the trees as well. And the male Rav Huna can come out, both like Rabbanan and like Rabbi Akiva. The only problem with this was what Reb Shimon said. So now we're answering that Reb Shimon also holds that Hamoicher is Moicher Ba'ayin Ra. It was just a question that Reb Shimon was challenging the Rabbanan on their chilek between Mechira and Hegdish. But Mechira and Hegdish don't have the same halacha that Reb Shimon said, even according to you, don't go to the extreme. And the Rabban said, we're going to the extreme because we're all that Hegdish has a din of Matana. So according to this pshat of the Rashbam, all the kashas in the sugya have now been answered.
And the Gemara now continues to explain the brisa that we learned on Daf Ein Beis Amud Aleph, the brisa concerning the Hegdish, that Ba'ayin Ra, the Stay Elon, where we said it's going according to Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon is consistent according to the Gemara's Maskana, that both by Mecher and by Hegdish, it's Ba'ayin Ra, he's Mecher, and Ba'ayin Ra, he's Magdish. Now the Gemara says, B'mayu Kimtala, K'Rav Shimon, how did you say that that Bryce is going according to who? According to Rav Shimon. Let's see if the Seifa of that Brisa will work out according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara wants to say that L'chayrut will not work out like Reb Shimon. Eima Seifa, tell me the Seifa of that Brisa. V'lo yoid, not only in a case where he was not Magdish the Karka, but even in a case where he was Magdish the Karka. Elafilu Higdish Eso Ilonis. V'chazer V'Higdish Eso Karka. He was in fact Magdish the Karka. But he did it one after the other. First the Ilonis and then the Karka. The halacha is Kishu Poida, when he redeems it, Poida Sa Ilonis Bishav Yeyen. First he's Poida the Ilonis according to their value, because this is a case where he was Magdish each tree by itself. So therefore it was Ba'ayin Rohu Magdish. He originally did not give it with the karka. It originally did not have the din of Beis Zera Chaymas Se'orim, that's with Nun Shekel Kesev. It rather had a din of an Elon, and an Elon is redeemed in its value. Subsequently, when he was Magdish, the karka. So now it comes out that he's doing four acts of Hegdish, one for each tree, if he did each tree one after the other, and then he's doing the karka. So he became mechuyev, as the Rashbam explained on Amud Aleph, Amirasel Gavoy Kim Sirasel Hajidami. He became mechuyev on the shavius of each tree individually, and then he becomes mechuyev of Nun Shekel Kesev for the karka. So the halacha is poides ilanis b'shav yeyen. First, he's poide each of the trees according to their value, and then v'chazeru poide beis zerachar mesorim b'chamishim shekel kesev, and then he's poide the 75,000 square amis, or proportionate of that, whether the field is larger or smaller, but he will be poided with Nun Shekel Kesef, which is based on someone being poided the field right after the Yovel, and he has 49 years till the next Yovel, so he has to pay a shekel and 1/49th, or according to the Gemara in Bukhari, is 1/48th, a shekel and a punjin, to make up the total. But if he's poided later in the Yovel cycle, then proportionately he will multiply 1 1/48th times the number of years that are still remaining until the Yovel, and that will be the amount that he needs to for the pidyon. So that was the formula that the Braisa told us on Amud Aleph. Ask the Gemara if you're going to say that this price is following the Shita of Reb Shimon concerning HaMagdish Bain Ra Hu Magdish, the E Reb Shimon, Lazel Buster Pigeon. Why do you say that the halacha is that you go according to the time of Hegdish? And a time of Hegdish, you were being Magdish things one after the other. And therefore you became Mechuyiv in the Shavius, and now you become Mechuyiv in the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. We see from another halacha that when there is a change in status between the time of Hegdish and the time of Pidyon, that Reb Shimon goes Basar to Pidyon. And the Gemara is assuming at this point that just like concerning that other halacha, Reb Shimon says you go after the time of Pidyon, so too Misvara, Reb Shimon will say, should say here, that you also go after the time of Pidyon. And after the time of Pidyon, everything was already mugdish. The trees were all mugdish. The karka was all mugdish. So just give a pigeon of chamishim shekel kesef for the field with the trees, and we know from the Moris Machpelah that trees are included in a field, and therefore we look at the trees as being part of a stay Elon, a field of trees, but it only should require one pigeon, not several pigeonis, not pigeon of a shavius, and followed by pigeon of chamishim shekel kesef. The chamishim shekel kesef should suffice. That's the Gemara's question. Where do we see the Reb Shimon holds that you always go after the time of pigeon? The Sanya we learned in the Brisa, and this Brisa concerns two different kinds of kinyonim in a field. One is the stay achuza, where stay achuza, as we've learned, is 1 1/48 for each year remaining until the yovel. But then there's a pigeon of stay mikna, and stay mikna is bishavius. Stay mikna means when someone buys a field from another person, he doesn't acquire it through a yerusha as an ancestral Yerusha from his parents and grandparents, going back to the times of Yeshua, but rather, Reuven buys a piece of property from Shimon. So the halacha really is that at Yovel, this property is going to go back to Shimon. So what Reuven is actually purchasing is a rental. He's renting the karka for the 50 years until Yovel, when he'll have to give it back to the Moicher. When he's magdish that stay mikne, that purchase field, he's being magdish those years of rental to Hegdish. When he's being paid that stay mikne, he is redeeming the years that are left until the Yovel cycle. But what does he do? Whatever the shavius is, whatever the value is, he does not use the formula of chamishim shekel kesef. And now the question will be, in the following brisa, whether he's being poida estei achuza, or whether he's being poida estei mikna. Says the brisa, desanye minai ilalakech sodomeoviv, a very unique case. A person had a field which he, after his father would pass away, he would receive Beirusha. But in the lifetime of his father, he bought it from his father. And then Vehigdisha, then he was Magdish. So right at that moment, he's being Magdish Estei Mikna. But what happened? Va'acher kach meis aviv, and then his father died. So at the time of the pigeon, now that he wants to be poided, do I look at this as a stay mikna, which he bought from his father, or do I look at it as a stay achuza, which he received as a Yerusha from his father, even though it's already Hegdish, because he was Magdishit before his father died, but he at least had a Yerusha that this field is considered a stay achuza, since his father died before the Yovel. And it comes out, do I look at it as Bishas Hegdish, it was a stay mikna, because his father had not died yet? Or do I look at it at the time of pigeon, of redemption, where his father had already died, and now I could consider it a field of Hegdish, which had been his stay achuza, which he received from his father after his father's death? So the Brisa says, Minayin l'kei sodomi aviv, v'gdisha, v'achar kach meis aviv. Minayin, how do I know? Sh'ta halefon of k'stei achuza, that I should consider this like a stei achuza. And when he comes to redeem it, I don't go like the time of Hegdish, stei mikna, but I go at the time of pigeon as a stei achuza, and the formula is the chamishim shekel kesef, Talmud loimer, v'im es sedei miknasoi, asher loi, m'stei achuzasoi. The Pasuk says, in v'yikr chav zayin, that if he donated to the Beis HaMikdash a stei mikna, which is not a stei achuza, and as the Rashbam brings the pasuk in the second wide line, the end of the pasuk is v'nasan esa erech. He gives the erech the value. Here there's no halacha by stei mikna of chamishim shekel kesef, but rather it's the amount of years that are left to Yovel, how much that's worth, and that's what he has to pay to Hegdish when he redeems it, the shavius of those years. So the question is, why does the pasuk have to add the words "asher loy mistayachus asay"? The pasuk could merely have said "ve'im estay miknase." We know that a stay mikna, a purchased field, is not an ancestral field; it's not a stay achuza. So therefore, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are going to make the following drasha. When is it considered a stay mikna, not a stay achuza? Sada she'ein ru'uya liyos steyachuza. The only time that a stay mikna you pay at the redemption, the shavius, is when it's not able to be a steyachuza. As the Rashbam explains, you bought it from a person who's not your relative. Or you bought it from your father, but your father is going to live until the next yovel. So in this period until the next yovel, it will never have the status of a steyachuza. So that you pay the shavius like a stay mikna. Yatza sazu, it'll exclude the case that we just had, where a person purchased it from his father, and then he was magdish. And then his father died. Sheru'uya liyoy stay achuza. That this has the potential of turning into a stay achuza when? At the time of pidgin. Because if his father dies, and in the case that we are discussing, in fact, his father did die before the next yovel, before he's being paidit. So when I look at the time of pidgin, what the status of this field is, this field turned into a stay achuza. And it had the potential of turning into a stay achuza when he was magdishit. Certainly, if his father would die before the hegdish, so that's certainly a stay achuza. But we're saying that even if his father was still alive, but he could still die before the next yovel, he could die before the time of pidgin, so then I look at it as something that the potential could turn into a reality, and therefore I consider it like a stay achuza if at the time of pidgin his father in fact died. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon hold that hegdish va'achakach meis aviv before the time of pidgin, before the next yovel, that has a din of stay achuza, and it does not have a din of stay mikna. That's why the Torah said ve'im estay miknasi asher loy mistay achuza. It has to be such a stay mikna that can never turn into a stay achuza. But a mikna that could turn into a stay achuza will have a din of stay achuza, and you'll be pointed with the chamishim shekel kasev. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Roimer Menai. And I learn out something else from the pasuk. In the case of Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon, I will go after the time of Hegdish. Hegdish v'achkach meis aviv. I don't say it's ru'uya at the time of Hegdish to turn into a stay achuza. But rather, at the time of Hegdish, the father was alive. It was purchased from the father. That has a din of stay mikna. What's the pasuk using the extra words that we made a diyuk from before? Ashaloi mistayachus asay. It's coming to exclude something else. Rav Meir Eimer minayin lelakeich sodem aviv umeis aviv ve'achakach hegdish. His father died before the hegdish. Minayin shtei lefanok mistayachus. How do I know that that is considered a stayachus? And the chiddush is that although the son after his father died, after he had purchased it from his father, he's not gaining anything by the fact that his father died. We say that still it's called a stay achuza, because his father had a schus that if this would be bought from his father, it would return to the father in yovel. So by the son buying it from the father, he gets that schus, and now that his father has died, it's considered a stay achuza, so he gets that schus from his father that it's going to return to him in yovel. And that's enough to call it a stay achuza. Why? Because it's happening before the hegdish. The hegdish was after the father died. You know why I have those extra words? It's only a sada mikna that I'm buying from someone who's not my father, or from my father who's going to live until the next yovel. But if the father died before the hegdish, so then it turns from a stay mikna into a stay achuza, sada she'ena sada achuza. steachuza. It's only a field. It's not a steachuza. Yatz is a zoo. Shehi steachuza. But here we're meis va'achar kach hegdish. That has a loch of a steachuza, and that's excluded from the pasuk. It's not a din of stei mikne. It's a din of steachuza where you pay the chamishim shekel kesef. That's what Rab Meir is memayit. But in the case of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, where it was mace of, where it was higdish, va'acher kach mace aviv, and it's only at the time of pigeon that it became a steachuza, Rav Meir holds, no, you have to look at the shas higdish. So it comes out we have a fundamental machloikus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon versus Rav Meir, that when a thing changed in status from shas higdish to shas pigeon, do you go after the shas higdish or do you go after the shas pigeon? Hegdish v'achkach meisaviv, according to Rav Meir, the father was alive at the time of Hegdish. It's a stay mikne, and you redeem it with the shavius. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, you go after the time of pigeon. At the time of pigeon, the father had died, so it's considered a stay chuza. It's considered a stay achuza, and the halacha is that you have to redeem it with chamishim shekel kesef. So the Gemara is now asking, how could I zetz in the brice on Amid Aleph, like Rav Shimon, that ha magdish, be ayin rohu magdish? That's good for the ratio. But the sefer doesn't work in, because we see from the sefer, the Rav Shimon Shita is that you always go buster pigeon. And if you would go buster pigeon in the case of the trees which were mugdish first and then the karka, you would say that since at the end, bottom line, at the time of pigeon, it's all hegdish, it turns from a two-prong, two-step hegdish of the three trees and then the karka, it becomes like one big hegdish of a stay elon of the karka and the trees together. And then the din is that you pay the chamishim shekel kesef. So how could this ton of the brisa be Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon would hold here b'shas pigeon, and you don't pay the shavis of the tree separately from the chamishim shekel kesef of the karka. You pay it all together. So the Gemara says, and according to the way the Rashbam explains it, we understood that this is all a svara. The Rashbam speaks out that this is not because the pasuk is more meduyik the way Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, Rav Meir interprets it versus Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, how they interpret it. There's no raya one way or other in how the pasuk can fit in. Rather, there's a swara. So the swara of Rav Meir is, go after the time of Hegdish. The swara of Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon is, go after the time of pigeon. If it's a swara, so then the swara applies by the trees with the karka as well, go after the time of pigeon. If it would be based on the mashmos of a pasuk, so then we could say, over there, the halacha by the stei mikne with the stei achuza, that's exeris akasav. Don't bring me a raya to the case of the trees and the karka, where Rav Shimon does not go shas pigeon. It's exactly the custom over there. But the Gemara is assuming that it's all a swara. If it's a swara, if I see Rav Shimon holds b'shas pigeon by stei mikne, that case, then he should hold b'shas pigeon here with the ilonis and the karka. As the Gemara continues, we're up to the third wide line of the Gemara. V'ilu Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, now we'll learn with the Girsas Habach, Afilu hecha digdisha v'achakach meisaviv havistei achuzer. He holds that you look at the shas pigeon. Even if the father died after the hegdish, you go after shas pigeon. Minolahu. How does he know this halacha? Back to the regular Gemara, which we're now up to the fifth wide line. Imei haikra. If you're going to say because they darshan the pasuk, ema lekid Rav Meir dasa. As the Rashbam explains, the pasuk is not more meduyik to learn it the way Rav Meir learns it, or the way Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon learn it. So you can't say they based it on a pasuk, because if it's based on the pasuk, learn it the way Rav Meir learned it. It must be a swara. If it's a swara, so then the swara should apply by the trees with the kark as well. Look at the end result. The end result is that it's as if he was magdish it all at one time, even though it happened one after the other, and it should have a din of the chamishim shekel kesef. The ilonis and the karka is all one hegdish at the end. We don't look at the beginning, because miswara, you go at the end. as the Rashbam explains on the fourth wide line of the Ramban, like everything, Dazlina b'cholik deishes b'asher shas pidgin kekinyan kol dover she'ein loichin esacheis if it's elofi shavyoi b'shas mekach. You always look at something. I don't know, care about the history of this item. I look at the bottom line, how it was at the time of the purchase. That's a swara. So if it's a swara, how are you going to learn the sefer like Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds a swara. You always go buster shas pigeon. So the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're making a mistake. Here it's not a swara. It's in fact a gzeiras hakasav. Really, Reb Shimon holds you don't go buster shas pigeon. He holds you go buster shas hegdish. And if you were magdish one tree, and then another tree, and then another tree. So for each tree, you already have a chiyuv, amirasul gvoikim, sarasul hegit, to pay for the shavis. Now you go ahead and be magdish the karga, you have a new chiyuv to pay, chamishim shekel kesef. We don't go after the time of pigeon that the bottom line, they're all mugdish, the trees and the karka. You go after the time of the hegdish. Aye, what about over there by the stay achuz and the stay mikneh? Lo'ilam ba'alma Reb Yudah Reb Shimon lo'yazli basar pidyon v'hacha krash kri v'darish. They darshan the specific pasuk concerning stay mikneh and stay achuz. Because if you would hold like Reb Meir, that it's only hegdish if the father died before the hegdish as a stay achuza. Im kain lichtiv kra, the pasuk should have been stated as follows: the im estay miknasoi asher loy achuzasoi inami. It should say the im estay miknasoi asher loy stay achuzasoi. That's the inami stay achuzasa in abbreviated form. It's going back on the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk should have stayed in one of two ways. It should have either have said v'im estay miknasi asher loy achuzasai, or v'im estay miknasi asher loy stay achuzasai. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk adds one letter, and that letter, according to Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon, would make a difference. My asher loy mistay achuzasai. Mistay achuzasai, the Rashbam explains, is mashma. It, even if it has only a connection, a potential to becoming stay achuzasai, the only stay mikneh is one that has no potential to being a, even from a potential stay achuzasai. But if it has a potential to turn into a stay achuzasai, then the gzeiras hakasav is that you go at the time of pidgin. If the time of hegdish, by it, we can foresee that at the time of pidgin, this might turn into a stay achuza because the father's going to die. Then it has a lock of a stay achuza, and it's not shavius. It's like shas pidgin of chamishim shekel kesef. I medayik esh ein ruui ol yestay achuza yatzes azu sheruui ol yestay achuza. This is an exception because it's possible to become a stay achuza, and that's why only over here Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda hold that we go after the time of pidgin because of the gzeiras hakasav, because of the diuk from the extra letter mem, that even a potential stay achuza doesn't have to be already, as Rab Meir learned, a stay achuza because the father died before the hegdish, even if the father died after the hegdish, even if that potential exists at the time of hegdish, that it will turn into a stay achuza, it's considered a stay achuza, and when the father dies at the time of pidgin, then it is excluded from stay mikneh as a din of stay achuza, and pay chamishim kesef. However, what will be the din by the trees with the karka? There ain't a chlamer root of Shimon hold, not miswara. They hold that you go from, that over there was an exception by the pasuk of mistach uzasai because of the extra mem. Here we don't have such a limit, and therefore he holds that in that case, once there was a chiv on each tree, shavius, that chiv remains, even though he pays the chamishim shekel kesef at the end for the piece of karka. You do not go buser shas pidgin in a regular case, only in the exception case, which we learned from the extra mem, by stay achuza from the pasuk of miste achuzasai.